I'm David Benedetto, and here to take us through the ins and outs of running a haunted house is Ross Karpelman, co-founder of New Orleans' own House of Shock, which has been scaring the pants off of people for 25 years. So how did you start this haunted house, and, you know, what's your involvement in it?
It was a long time ago. I was like 23, and we were all kind of just huddled around myself and, you know, some of my friends. We all kind of came from the music community and stuff like that. And we were just talking about Halloween and, you know, how much we loved horror and, you know, and music related to horror and how much we loved Halloween and how we had all done our own haunted houses as kids. And we just didn't know what to do for Halloween anymore. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're 23 years old, you're a little old to go trick-or-treating. You don't want to go to the bar because you go there every other night. So we just decided to throw our own haunted house, and yeah, we just went from there, and we focused on performance, and that caught wind pretty quickly. After 2 years in a backyard, we decided to go legit and get a building and go from there.
Talking about performance, you perform yourself.
I do. I'm in the haunted house as as a character actor. I play music and done all kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm pretty well versed in that area.
You're part of the fabric of this haunted, you know, installment. Like, how do you become that?
Once the makeup goes on, you're in a different state of mind. What's, you know, you put the costume on and automatically you just have this bravado about you. You become someone else. It seems, you know, silly to think that, you know, you can acquire another personality just by donning a costume. But for me, that's the way it works. When I'm in character and I don't break character, unless I'm, you know, behind the scenes with, you know, other people. I'm not like one of these Daniel Day-Lewis kind of guys that goes home and acts evil. But so you don the personality and you assume the personality. And whenever you're in front of patrons or people from the outside, you channel it and you just go with it.
Besides the haunted house, what other attractions do you offer?
Our brand new event this year is Kantai's House of Wax, which we based off of the Musée Kantai Wax Museum that was in the French Quarter for 50-something years. We went there on a field trip back in the third grade or something like that. And I remember being completely just creeped out. And then you go into the Chamber of Horrors area where they had, you know, Frankenstein on the Phantom of the Opera and all that stuff. Basic, you know, Halloween stuff. And I was terrified. And that stuck with me. And then we heard that they were closing. They closed about 2 years ago. And we went to the final thing, and it hadn't changed since we were. It just brought us right back to when we went there as as kids, and so we decided to pay homage to another New Orleans institution. So in the Wax Museum, we highlight different parts of New Orleans and Louisiana's macabre history. So we depict, you know, the LaLaurie Mansion, which has a horrible story connected to it. The Myrtles Plantation, which is one of the most haunted, you know, homes in the United States. And we also pay tribute to Morgus the Magnificent, who was a big part of New Orleans early TV. He was like our Elvira, the New Orleans version of that. And he was also a great influence. We actually owe them and Dr. John, the name House of Shock came from that. If you listen to Dr. John's song that he wrote about Morgus, you know, he talks about, you know, you get your kicks at the House of Shock, and that's where that came from. So we're paying homage to all of our, all the things that make New Orleans the city that it is. You know, for everything that it is pleasurable, it's also got that dark side that people find intriguing.
Well, great. I was just speaking with Ross Karpelman, co-founder of the New Orleans House of Shock. Thank you so much for stopping by, Ross.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much.
Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for Nola V.
We don't go after rolling rock. We get our kicks from